I recently got to have a conversation with Sarah Kahn of Get Corporate Rehab, where we discussed her framework, the Audacity Factor. There are four key steps to Sarah's trademarked Audacity Factor. We talked about all four, but I'm going to share two of those with you today and then the other two next week. So we talked about purpose and priorities first. We stress defining, then refining your purpose as the motivation behind business decisions, and then tailoring your priorities to your individual business stages and the importance of sustainable growth anchored in your purpose and guided by faith. Sarah prides herself in being a disruptive speaker, mentor, and business consultant for women, and the creator of Entrepreneur Growth Hierarchy and the Audacity Factor, which are two of her frameworks that allow women like you and me to build a sustainable business with clarity and ease. Sarah left a lucrative career to become an entrepreneur and a speaker on a mission to shift the way that women like you and me see what is possible in the areas of leadership, merit, achievement, and belief as we work toward that financial independence that we all crave with a sustainable business and being able to really be autonomous in our business strategy. Sarah was able to break free from that 9-to-5 typical career structure that we all love to hate and become successful without sacrificing her family in the process. So get ready. Sarah is a very dynamic speaker. She's very well-spoken. You're going to really enjoy this. So let's get started as Sarah and I discuss the first two parts of her Audacity Factor today, and then the next two parts next week. Are you in a new season of your life? Are you stuck and searching for clarity so you can make a career change? Do you just need the courage to switch careers? Are you ready to follow God's plan for your career? Welcome to Choose Your Next Yes. Hi, Kindred. I'm Mel, a career transition coach, mom of grown-ups, coffee lover, and God girl. I've had a lot of big life changes, and I haven't always been clear about God's plan for me. This led to stress and anxiety and a lack of clarity and courage to make a career move. I finally started listening to God's voice to find clarity and peace and stopped being scared to make a move and achieve my career transition goals. Now, my mission is to help you learn to listen to God's voice and know when to say yes to the career you've always wanted and no to everything else. Let me show you how to clarify your purpose and find courage to pursue your personal and professional goals in your midlife and beyond. Throw down your self-doubt, dust off your dreams, Kindred. It's time to reset and refine and reclaim the woman you once aspired to be. Welcome back to the show, everyone. I'm your host, Dr. Mel Vandevort. And today I have a guest host with me. I have Sarah Kahn, and Sarah is in Canada, and I'm super excited to have her on the show. I found her, well, she actually found me, but then I started following her on social media, and she posts a lot of great content. And so welcome to the show, Sarah.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really happy to be here.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself to get started?
Sure. So I am a business process consultant. And basically what that means is I sit at the intersection between strategy and execution. So I work with a lot of women who have left the traditional 9-to-5. They've started businesses and, you know, they have a good plan and they are just not sure how to make it actually happen. And so I come from a project management background, a team management background. And so I love seeing the dots. I can connect the dots for you and really help you streamline your day to day in your business so that you actually make progress and you've still got time to live your life, because that's important.
Yes, exactly. And that's one of the reasons that I wanted to become a freelancer, is because I got tired of living somebody else's life and I wanted to live my own for a while. And so I decided trying to start my own freelance business was the way to go. And I have not regretted it at all.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
So you have something called the Audacity Factor, and we're going to go through the four steps. So let's start. You just dive right in. I don't see why we should wait. So just dive right in and let's start talking about the Audacity Factor. What does that look like?
Awesome. So the reason I call it the audacity factor is because I think particularly in the online space where there are very clear cut, and I'm using air quotes if you can't see me, rules about how business should be done and what you should be doing and shouldn't be doing, it really requires audacity to buck the trend, right? To go against the grain and to do things how you want to do them, which is kind of ironic because most of us started in this space to be able to do things how we want to do them. And it's so easy to get caught up in what other people tell you success is supposed to look like, et cetera. So for me, it was like, I really had to dig down deep and find the audacity to say, no, I don't want to do it that way.
Right.
Now,
even when you are doing freelance, you still have everybody's opinion. Okay, you should do it this way. And then somebody else says, no, you do it this way. And even with social media postings, it's unreal, the difference in opinions.
Oh, yeah. And it you do see a lot of, like, for me personally, my journey over the last 5 years has been, because I did offline consulting for 8 years, and then I came into the online space, and it's a completely different chicken here, I tell you.
Yeah.
And for me, a lot of the time, you know, coming from a business background, right? I was in corporate for about 20 years. I taught business at a business college for 14 of those years. And to come into this space and be told that, you know, here are the business principles that you absolutely need for any business. It doesn't matter. But then to be told that I have mindset issues because I don't believe in X, Y, Z. It's like, well, no, I do. And you still have to do these things if you want to have a viable business. So the audacity factor was really kind of created from that space of like, how do I honor my needs and how I want to run my business, but also still have a viable business because I'm doing the things that business requires. And so I've distilled it down to what I call my four principles for success, which is my audacity factor. And it starts where really everything should start. And that is your purpose, right? When we hear the word purpose, I know a lot of people will sometimes feel a bit of resistance to that. Because when you hear purpose, it sounds big, right? Yes, it sounds like, oh gosh, my reason for doing this has to have some kind of massive impact on society or the world. And I'm here to tell you, no, it doesn't. Purpose is literally the reason why you're here. You, not anybody else.
Exactly.
Yes. So it could be, I want to make $1 million. It could be, I want to be able to just have enough to take my kids on vacation once a year. It could be, I just want to have something that is mine, that I created, that is my own, where I get to show up how I want. So the purpose doesn't have to be grand. It can be if that's your gig. It doesn't have to be. But you have to start with purpose. And so this is looking at why you left the traditional 9-to-5. What prompted you to take this risk of starting a business? Because that's what it is. It's a risk. We all know that. Like, why did you bet on yourself? Why were you so fed up with the way things were that you took a chance on yourself to start something that you knew had the potential to give you, to grant you the freedom, the choice, the autonomy, the agency that you wanted? And that is super important, because when everything else conspires against you, and I don't mean to sound dramatic when I say that, but when things are pulling your attention, when you are being distracted by social media, when the kids get sick, when you get COVID in the middle of what is supposed to be a ginormous launch for yourself, which happened to me earlier this year, how do you stay on track? Your purpose, right?
Yes.
And this is, and I want to just say, this is not the same thing as passion. I don't believe in passion. I believe in purpose, because passion comes from emotion and purpose is something else.
Right. And I believe that your purpose changes throughout your life. So God has you here for a specific purpose. He's put you here for a reason.
Yeah.
And your purpose, it kind of evolves. And we kind of talked about this last time, and I wrote down a note and I put not define, but refine. But I think I've refined that since then.
Yeah.
I think you should define, then refine.
Oh, so absolutely.
You're defining yourself and then you're refining what that looks like in your journey. And your purpose is ever evolving, I think.
Absolutely. Because it will evolve with, you know, what you've learned, how you've grown, what your needs are. But the reason behind that will stay somewhat static, right?
Yes.
So for me, my purpose has always been women's empowerment, making sure women have the capacity to make choice, but still honoring, you know, what their personal life wants to look like. And that has, like, how I have demonstrated or lived my purpose has changed over the years. But the reason I do it has remained the same. And I think that that has to be the place we start with everything, especially in business. Because again, there are so many things that are going to pull your head and pull your attention and tell you that this is not how you should do it. This is not why you should do it. So you have to be rock solid in your why. And right. It's a good idea to write it down and refer to it often, especially when you're feeling a little bit like, I don't know what I'm doing anymore. Because right. Whenever you have that crisis of conscience, your purpose is going to ground you. It's your anchor. You can call it your North Star, your whatever. But for me, it's my anchor. It keeps me grounded.
Right. Exactly. So your why is exactly, it fits with your purpose. Mm-hmm. And it has to be in alignment with everything, with God, with your life, with your values and all of that. And I think when I say that everything is refined, so you define and then you refine, it's because all of that stuff that's happened to you in your past has helped refine you to,
oh, yes.
to be who you are right now and to start really walking in the purpose for which you were created.
Yes. And it gets easier with time, right? Like the more you experience, the more you understand, it gets easier.
It does.
And you're less likely to question it too.
Yep.
Right. So whatever that thing is on your heart, don't let anybody tell you any different. That is a valid purpose. And that is the reason you're here. And so once you can identify that and, you know, like you said, define it, and then you get to refine it as you go. And so that's where we start. And every business has to have that anchor, that truth of why they're there. You can call it a mission, you can call it a vision, whatever you want, but that's where we start with everything.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Totally.
The second principle of the audacity factor then is priorities. So you can also call this focus, but this is a little bit more involved. So when we work together, for example, the first thing we would do is define your purpose and get really clear on it. Like, how do I want to embody this? Now we get into more of the nitty gritty. So like, what is your focus now? Every business has what I've defined as like five different stages of growth. And so depending on where you are, your priorities are going to be a little bit different. So should you be focusing, for example, more on setting up your operational foundations? Should you be focusing more on marketing and visibility? Is your priority right now at this stage connection and referrals and building community? Like, where does that look? Maybe you're at the stage where actually, you know what? You thought leadership is what your priority needs to be. So now we focus on messaging. So depending on where you are, your priorities will change. And once you can get really, really clear on, for my stage of business, for where I am in terms of growth, in terms of my own knowledge and experience, these are the things I need to do every single day to move to the next stage. It gets so much easier because now you wake up every morning knowing exactly what you need to work on, you know, exactly where your energy needs to go. And it becomes easier again to not get distracted and pulled in a variety of directions because you wake up going, no, well, I know that I have to do X, Y, Z and ABC. If I have time for it, great. But that's not moving my business forward right now.
I talk to my audience about prioritizing their day. So after you do your coffee and Jesus time, then you write down your three big rocks for the day.
Yes.
And then those are your non-negotiables. And then you fit everything else in. What are the three things that you absolutely have to accomplish today? And then once you get those done, well, then fit some of that other stuff in if you have time.
Yeah. And when you are clear on sort of where you are in terms of growth and what those rocks need to be, it gets easier. Because this is, I think, where a lot of business owners will get a little bit caught because, you know, they will look at what other people are doing in their space. They will look at what, you know, maybe a coach or a mastermind colleague is doing. And they'll say, well, I should be doing that too. That's where it starts to get a little bit sticky. Like your priorities every day, your rocks have to be very carefully crafted to you. One of the things that I love group programs for the community aspect. I do not think they are good vehicles for growth.
Interesting take.
Because I think that in order to truly grow sustainably, you have to be able to get personalized support.
Yes. Yes. And I agree. And I have a coach who has helped me get very clear on what I need to do. And when I start to veer off track, she's like, nope, pick one thing. One thing.
100%.
I want to do all the things. And because I am that person who's on social media trying to grow. And so I'm like, oh, Sarah's doing this. I'm going to do that too. And my coach is like, no, stay in your lane. You're going to do this so you can grow. Because when you get distracted, then you lose momentum in the lane you are in.
Exactly. And it is so, I mean, we hear a lot about, you know, don't compare and comparisonitis and blah, 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 but it is such a natural human thing to do. Yes, when you see somebody else doing something, it is natural to compare. So this is why I say, like, community is wonderful. And I will never, ever say don't be in groups, because you need that community. You need that support. It's,
yes,
yeah, it's validating to hear other people's journeys and stories. And you need to have that personalized support from somebody who understands your specific purpose,
mm-hmm.
and where you're trying to go and how you want to do it. Like, what are your values? I don't think we talk about that enough in business.
Right.
Right. Like, I really truly believe that if you're feeling resistance to a certain way of doing things, very often it's not a mindset issue. It's values related. There's something mm-hmm. about that particular tactic that brushes up against your values. And I think that we need to embrace that a little bit more, because we're told, oh, it's your mindset isn't right and you need to just push through. No, but if it's fundamentally something that I disagree with,
mm-hmm.
I get to find another way to do it.
Yes. Yeah. And I talk about that a lot too,
mm-hmm.
that you need to be in alignment. I mean, this is a faith-based podcast, so I talk about being in alignment with God all the time. So if your values, what you've grown to value in your life, knowing that you are in alignment with God, if it's not in alignment with that, then it's not for you, because yeah. you may try to take that path, but God's going to, he's either going to shut that down completely, or it's going to be so hard that then you're going to lose momentum, because then you start letting that other stuff come in, that self-doubt, all of that stuff.
Yeah. And that's when the resentment creeps in.
Yes.
And you start to question. It's funny. I've talked to a few people about this in the last few weeks, but then you start to feel like maybe you're the fraud. Maybe yeah. you don't have what it takes. Yeah. Maybe you're not cut out for it. When it's like, no, my yep. love, it's none of that.
Right.
You know, you're just doing it in a way that doesn't resonate with your soul and how you, what, like how you want to do things and what's important to you.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's when a lot of people give up. They just quit. Yeah. They're like, okay, so this isn't for me. I can't do this. And so they'll just quit. And instead of getting back in alignment and saying no, it's okay yeah. to say no.
Yeah. And I love that you say that, because there's one sort of other aspect to the priority piece and the focus piece. And that is understanding that given what's important to you and how you want to do things, you also have to realize that with that comes a different timeline. And that'll actually make more sense when we talk about, you know, point number three. But there's no rush to the finish line, right? I mean, there's right. no finish line for a start, but there's all this pressure, particularly in social media, to get to a certain point quickly, right? 10K mm-hmm. in 10 days, six figures in 6 months. Like, does it make it any less valid if it takes me a year or 2 years to get to that point versus 6 months or 9 months? You've still gotten there, right?
Right. And we forget that there may be a few people who do that,
mm-hmm. but
very few people.
It's not the norm.
Right. Those are the anomalies. And yeah. your path is more than likely going to take a long time.
Yeah.
And I've been in workshops, week-long challenges, those kind of things, where I've had actual true-to-life people say, it took me 5 years to get here. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, you know, you're right. And it almost takes the pressure off of you then when you hear that. And when you realize it's a journey, not a race.
Yeah, 100%. And if you're somebody who's into statistics and data, the data supports that. It takes yeah. anywhere from 3 to 5 years to actually get to that point,
mm-hmm.
to even feel comfortable knowing, like, this is what I'm here for and this is what I want to do, and find that sort of sweet spot of like, mm-hmm. this is what my business is going to look like. So give right. yourself grace, and take your time. It's okay.
And realize that if you're doing this in the online space and you're trying to grow on the online space, there's a lot of people trying to grow in the online space.
Yes.
And it takes a long time for you to be somebody who's seen even.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
those algorithms are real. They really are real. And it takes a long time to grow. It takes a long time to grow your following and grow your connections
mm-hmm.
because you want them to be organic. Because if they're not, then you may grow really quickly, but guess what? You're probably going to fall as quickly too.
Well, you have to be able to hold your growth. And I think that's something
yes.
people don't talk enough about, right? Like, you have to be developed and supported and resourced enough to hold mm-hmm. the growth. And I see, because I've worked in the back end of so many businesses, and if you don't have the capacity to hold the growth, especially quick growth, it's all going to come crumbling down.
Yeah, exactly. So it might be a blessing not to grow fast because you may not know how to handle it. And I heard something, it's really funny. I heard something yesterday, as a matter of fact, I don't even remember what I heard it on, but something about how lottery winners, you know, they get that money real quick. And then it's almost like a curse because then they don't know what to do with it. They don't know how to handle that much good stuff all at one time.
Yeah, there's very few lottery winners who actually, I don't remember the exact number, but there's a very large percentage, I want to say 80 to 90%, who actually lose most of it within the first year of having that. And again, it's because we like to think that we can do it, but when you have, like, your nervous system is not designed to handle that much change all at once. And so from a business perspective, I've seen people make, you know, six-figure launches. And then they don't know what to do with it. And they try to replicate it and they spend all of this money on teams and blah, blah, blah. And it never happens again.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like, I remember someone using the analogy of like a thermostat. We have a set temperature, so to speak, in our nervous system of what we are comfortably able to hold. And if we go up too high too quickly, it'll automatically try to bring us back down to that set point where we're comfortable. And if we, you know, and I think that we need to really honor the fact that yes, change is a good thing, but we have to be able to handle it in a way that is not going to dysregulate us to the point of making bad decisions.
Right. Yeah. And it's funny. God is always in the forefront and I'm always thinking about things, but my devotional this morning was actually about the Israelites being in the wilderness and they were upset because all they had was manna to eat and God provided this for them so they wouldn't starve to death and so they would trust him and he could, you know, do the things that he needed to do, but they were complainers and they wanted meat. And he's like, okay, I'm going to give you meat and you're going to get sick of it. And it was like this 30 days of so much that he literally said, I'm going to give this to you till you are sick of it. And you don't want that. You don't want that kind of, so never pray for God to just like bless you like that.
Because no.
Sometimes it's not a blessing the way if you are not doing it in his timing.
Exactly. My mom used to say two things that I'll never forget. The first is she used to say, God is never late.
Right.
And she used to say to me, never pray for what you want. And that used to always catch me. I'm like, what do you mean? Isn't that what you're supposed to do? When I was younger, I said, she said, no, never pray for what you want. She said, pray for what is best and pray for the grace and the humility and the courage to face whatever you're given. And that completely changed my perspective on things because it kind of gives you a power almost, right? Like a, like you, it doesn't matter what you face. And I think that you stop feeling like a victim too. And we see this in business all the time, right? But yeah, like you are not a victim of circumstance. You get to choose how you're going to respond to things. That never changes.
Right.
Yeah. But you don't get to choose how, abundance, for example, is granted to you. You don't get to choose how the trials are presented to you. You just get to choose how you face them. And so praying for the humility and the grace to go through them is far more important.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And when you pray, you know, whatever is in your will, just show me what path you want me to take instead of saying, I want to go here, because he has the perfect plan anyway, and he has the perfect path and it's all laid out. You're just waiting for him to open those doors and those paths for you, then you're more content and you're happier in your life, I think.
Yeah. And you don't miss when you're actually getting what you want, but just not in the way you expected it.
Exactly. And I'm glad you said that because that's the thing. I've prayed for certain things and luckily God has blessed me in a way that I didn't expect.
Yes.
In a much better way than I'd even prayed for in the first place. Yeah.
So that's priorities.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We're going to stop there for today. I want you to be able to process and just really sit in and think about the first two parts of the Audacity Factor, purpose and priorities. I want you to sit in and really think about everything that Sarah and I discussed today. And then I can't wait for you to come back and hear the second two parts of the Audacity Factor next week. I hope you have an amazing weekend, and I hope you have a great week next week. And I hope God is blessing you in some way as you step out in faith, as you start to think about what a career pivot could look like for you. I want to leave you with a Bible verse. It is Proverbs 19:21, and it says, "Many are the plans in the mind of man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand." Guys, you have a purpose. You were created for a reason. Figure out that purpose. And if you need help figuring out that purpose, reach out. I would love to help you define, then refine your purpose in this season of your life. Bye-bye. Have an amazing weekend.